Welcome to the Red River Farm Network Crop Tour presented by Pioneer. We're at Red River Marketing at Elbow Lake, Minnesota. Bob Ehlers is with us. And Bob, let's start off by learning a little bit about your operation here.
Well, yes, good morning. Basically, we started back in 1987, where my brother and I were approached by Steve Fitz, who was at that time a territory manager, and he wanted us to sell Pioneer. We were selling public seed at the time, so we were not really that interested, but he was very persistent. And as a result, about 31 years later, we're still in the business. So it's been a good trip.
Certainly, the business has changed a lot since 87.
Certainly. When we started, we did not have forklifts. Well, we only sold a couple hundred units of bags at that time of corn and beans. So everything was by hand. We unloaded the truck when it came and loaded back up into the pickups and that type of thing. But, yeah, now it's going to bulk. Handling with less labor, more equipment.
Let's get an idea what the crop looks like in your immediate Elbow Lake, Minnesota area. When did we get in the ground? What kind of shape are we in?
Well, the concern was we started almost a month behind normal. So it was wet and cold. And so the concern was, boy, do we change to a lot shorter maturing corns, or do we stay with what we had? So no one, I don't think, felt that we would see the potential that's in the field right now. This could be one of the biggest crop years for corn, especially, that we've had. Of course, we always bring up, as the farmer reminds us, it's only $7 a bushel for beans and $3 or a little less for corn. So, again, there's a combination of bushels and price that determines how well a farmer does.
We got in late, but in many cases, those heat units have been pretty sufficient. Where do we sit as far as pushing this crop? What stage are we at this point?
Well, I think the advantage this year has been we have not had excessively high temperatures or low temperatures, and so the crop just continues to mature. So we have been running at times 2 weeks, but now probably about 1 week ahead of normal. But yes, the crop is coming along in our area very, very well.
You said the corn's looking good. How about soybeans? Just driving in, it looks like a pretty lush crop you have here.
Well, I think you have to remember, we have some friends who have been in the business a long time who are crop consultants. Randy Larson is one that has been here for 30 years or more. And I always ask him, how many bushels are we going to harvest? I don't believe there is a crop consultant that will give you a bushel per acre. They waist-high beans can yield really well, but beans that are maybe waist-high, less 1 foot, will yield more. So they look very good, but there's really difficult to put a bushels a yield estimate on soybeans.
So when we talk about harvest, how far away do you think we are?
Normally, big iron time, we are saying, should we harvest or should we go to big iron? And this year, it looks now, because it's cooled off this week, I would think 1 week behind big iron would probably be the start date for beans in our area the way it looks right now.
Well, we appreciate you hosting us. We're anxious to get out into those fields.
Excellent. Thanks for coming, and we appreciate as well the experience that we have with you guys. So thanks.
Perfect. Bob Ehlers with us from Red River Marketing at Elbow Lake. It's the Red River Farm Network Crop Tour presented by Pioneer.